Well, my friends, I think the only fitting response to the recitation of the Passion is to give the Lord the honor of our hearts. I think it's only silence that really allows us to make way here, to make our way with Jesus as he undergoes his passion and death. Really just a couple of words for you. If you have a meditation in mind, certainly points that you want to reflect on as we made our way through the Passion, then please do feel free to ignore me. Go where the Lord is leading. I mean, this is the great prompting of the entire Passion, is to go where the Lord is leading. Here in front of us, we have our Lord Jesus. He is the King of the Jews. He is the rightful Lord. He is the Lord of all nations. And we get glimpses of that through the gospel. He's the rightful ruler of every human heart. And yet we see him, love in the flesh, come face to face with any number of people throughout this narrative. How is it that they respond to him? How do they face the challenge, the confrontation of divine love? How do they respond to Jesus as he makes his way, as he makes the way of self-gift, as he treads that path himself? And we could think of the woman anointing Jesus, right? What a prophetic action that is for her to anoint his body. His body is right, of course, crucified, taken down in such haste that anointing wasn't possible. He's wrapped in a linen shroud and thrown in the tomb. And how she comes to Jesus, how she responds with extravagant love and affection as she comes face to face with love. I mean, my friends, she does best of all. She does best of all. What else do we have? We have people coming to see Jesus, who, of course, everyone helped usher him into Jerusalem as the coming King of the Jews. And yet, where is his support that fateful night? Where are they as the chief priests and the scribes and the elders are opposing Jesus and coming forward to condemn him with all their half truths and lies and all of their nonsense, so as to preserve their own plans, their own power? And how we see, I don't know, just the darkness of the world, how we see it all come rushing in on Jesus. Our day today is pretty dark. Our days are dark, but how much more for Jesus making his way to the cross, bearing the burden of the entire world. Maybe this is it, right? I mean, this is why are these the holiest days in our calendar? They're the holiest days because they reveal to us who God is. They reveal to us the fact that God would not wait on the sidelines. God would not stand on the sidelines as we, his beloved human beings, labored under the captivity that we found ourselves enslaved to, laboring under the rule of sin and death. He would not let his world, his broken world, go without the healing any longer. And he comes himself. He comes himself in the person of Jesus to bear our burden, to shoulder the cross, and to carry it all the way so as to win for us that liberation. Jesus walks through the darkest moments in the history of the world, so that he can now join us in walking through the dark moments and the challenges that we face. He walks with us so as to make us ready, so as to equip us for the path that he is walking himself, the path of self-giving love. My friends, that's it. Now, as we see the hardness of heart of the crowd, the chief priests, the elders, the rest, the disciples, St. Mark doesn't even call them disciples here when they flee. And he makes Peter out, who cut the servant's ear off, to be a bystander, because not one of them is rallying to Jesus' aid. right? And then we see, but you know, in the midst of darkness and despair, we do encounter some hope, right? Because it's Peter, the cock crowing twice there, and his denying Jesus three times, who at the crowing of the cock breaks down and weeps, breaks down and cries. We know, my friends, at that point that at least one person, the hardness of his heart, having risen to deny Jesus, now is broken down by the mercy of God and made new so as to go God's way of mercy, so as to bring God's love to life in the world. We have that sign of hope. And of course, we have Jesus undeterred all the way, going all the way to the cross, giving himself over to his Father and giving himself for the good of the world. My friends, he has done this at great cost. Let us now embrace him. Let us come before God, who is love himself. Let us be confronted and challenged by Jesus, who is love in the flesh. May our hearts be moved also by the mercy of God. Let our hearts be moved by our own repentance. May we break down and cry at the sight of Jesus, who loves us all the way to the end, and who gives his life as a ransom for many.